you've really seen the anti-slaughter and the pro-slaughter arguments come to a fore, I'd say, over about the past year. It started a few years ago when there was more of a push to get legislation, and especially, in 2007 when those slaughter plants did get closed, there was quite the fight to keep them open.
But why in a bad economy has that argument come to the fore?
Because people are so focused on what's going on in their personal lives. They've seen their investments, their savings go away, your house, your job, whatever. You're so worried, and the last thing you have time to really focus on is, oh God, I've got this horse in my backyard. Or a horse, in some ways, is kind of a luxury item. I mean, they are not cheap. There's no way that, there's kind of budgets that you can do, but one emergency vet call can set you back a couple $100. It's not a dead end in a bad economy. If you need your horse to go somewhere, there's plenty of opportunities out there. I think of creative ways. Maybe somebody with a bunch of nice, well-trained ranch horses, maybe they want to set up a part-time business. Why don't you offer pony rides? Do you know how many city kids would eat up for a birthday present coming out and maybe being able to brush a horse, maybe sit on it, get led around for a little bit? I think the interesting thing that will happen is, as the economy starts to improve, then I think it weakens the pro-slaughter arguments that have gained a lot of momentum, say, maybe in the past 6 to 8 months. Because even some of those arguments that they might have put out before, you weren't hearing about it as much. And they've very much been able to use the fear and the lack of confidence that's going on in the economy to their advantage.